the reliability of the Christian teaching. Reliability, how reliable, يعني يعني قد إيه مصداقية أو مقنع أو accepted يعني. Let's go with the common ideas of shared by many people. First of all, the idea of God. We have like three major ideas in the موضوع God. There is some people believe that there may be a God but with no humanity. They do not accept God being man. Others believe the unity of the existence. This is the pantheism Mary was talking about. Pantheism means that God and the universe are one, so you can touch God in everything and everything is God. There is another third pattern. They a limited, imperfect, personified God. This is the worshipping idols, Abat al-Awthan. They put God into some image or timsal or haywan or whatever. So some believe there should be God, but we cannot see him or touch him. He can never be a man. Others may believe that the universe is God. Others may believe that he is somewhere like a man, or the sun, or the moon, or the insect, or whatever. How about Christianity? Christianity is the most logic or the reliable idea of God, because Christians believe there is God and he is fully God. He is not an imperfect God or weak one or just personified one, but our God is proclaiming or revealing himself in history. Our God is talking to us, is revealing himself. So this is kind of love. By saying our God is love means God is always communicating with us. Being his nature, love means some relation between him and us. In all other ideas, God has no relation with anybody. Refuting the idea of incarnation, God can never be man, means God will stay in heaven away from the people, no kind of communication. Being an idol means has no relation between the timsal or insan. Being the universe, this is now I am God and this material is God, and the idea is vague. How about the idea of the human being? I mean, if you are talking to a non-believer, what's the idea about the human being, البني آدم في نظر الإنسان الغير المسيحي ده؟ إيه؟ There are two major ideas concerning human beings. One extreme is man is God, humanism, and man should be worshipped. If either you worship yourself, اللي هي بقى self focus or self-centrism, الأنانية الفظيعة اللي عايشة فيها الناس, or you worship somebody else, and this is kind of eccentric love, this is not real love, فيها التملك وفيها حاجة تانية. The other extreme idea about human beings, a despicable creation who deserves to be enslaved and to die. يعني كائن حقير, كائن يستاهل الدفح, يستاهل الموت. في كالتس كتيرة كده بتشوف الإنسان إنه ما يزيدش على حاجة عن الحيوان. لما تروحوا الهند ولا البلاد دي تلاقوا إنه they accept seeing themselves as some sort of animal. They believed so. So ما لهمش تمن يعني. و يعني الحياة رخيصة قوي لأنه هو ما يزيدش عن أي حيوان تاني بيعدي جنبه. Now coming to the Christian view of human beings, man is the most beloved creature on earth by God. This is the main definition of man in Christianity. He is the beloved creature by God. So we was created to enjoy God's fatherhood. We are created just to enjoy, not to worship, as people believe. No, we are created just for us, not for him. المعنى ده مهم يا جماعة، لأن الناس فكر أن ربنا خلقنا عشان نفسه. العيا ربنا ما خلقناش عشان نفسه، ومش محتاج حاجة، هو خلقنا عشاننا. لأن by pure love you give and not take. So God gave us existence just for us to enjoy life and eternal life and happy life. But he paid for this a lot. So هو خسران على طول الخط، احنا اللي كسبانين. So the idea of human being in Christianity is the best. I'm trying to talk logic, not by verses from the Bible or father said so. No, I'm trying to speak by mind to mind. How do you see yourself? How I see myself. How do you see the idea of God? How I see the idea of God. The third common idea is the body. Also, we had two extremes. We have two extremes in this idea. Either people believe that the body is the aim of life, compulsory evil, what we have to put up with, which means that they live for their bodies. Most of the people live to eat, to drink, to have sex, for their lusts. And others may believe the other extreme, that the body is our enemy. We should نعذبه ونبهدله وtorture him. It. These are two extremes looking at the body made by God. In Christian point of view, also there is a third party is we may call worshipping. It's like the first one but different, that people may worship their bodies. You know, in عبادة الأوثان أو عبادة الشيطان, الزنا جزء من عبادة الشيطان أو عبادة الأوثان. It's kind of worshipping evil. So they having adultery. In Christian view, body is the temple of God. So it's very precious being. This is, حاجة رأي قوي. إنك to look at your body as being the temple of God. The God who creates everything around just lives in you. And your frame, this kind of weak frame, carrying the power of the creature, of the Creator. This is a great idea. How we look to our bodies, how to we look to others, how we look to God. So our view is very logic and very much reliable. The fourth idea is the idea of evil. The philosophy of evil. Some people believe that there is some God of evil. Others, they believe that there is nothing called evil. Evil does not exist at all. And this is what they call contemporary atheism. Those who deny the existence of God, sometimes they deny the existence of evil. They prefer to say there is nothing called evil. Whatever you like, you do. And nothing wrong. So these are two extremes. Those who see evil is very powerful and there is God of evil and this God of evil can never be overcome. Others believe that nothing called evil and nothing called devil. In the Christian view, evil does not have a real existence, but it's kind of negative righteousness, the absence of righteousness. Darkness is the absence of light, but darkness in itself had no real being. So we do not ignore or deny the presence of evil. No, in Christian point of view, we accept the idea of evil. There is evil, but evil was not created. Evil just the result of the absence of the good deeds God made. You understand? God made everything perfect. When man destroyed his plan, evil came out. You understand? So evil has no real existence, but it's just darkness away from the light. So the Christian view in evil is very logic and very reliable. So there's only one God. So no God for good and no another God for evil. No, there is only one God who controls everything. He is the one, he is the God of goodness. But the presence of evil is because man deviated out of the way God created him for. How about the idea of the idealism? Also in this, the perfection, I mean, we have two extremes. Some believe that what we call realism, that regards whatever exists at the utmost perfectness. Try to understand this. The philosophy of some other religion, you will understand me, like the one originated in the 7th century. This one is simply, they made their style of life the utmost perfection. They consider their life at the utmost goal. So they put their standards at the ideal standards for anybody. That's why many of the believers of this religion sabau their standards. You understand what I mean? They became much better than the ideals of their book or ideals of their religion. You understand? Because this is kind of realism. They put what we live in the perfection. Idealism is another extreme that regards perfectness or perfectionism as easily achievable. What they call nirvana. Nirvana in the religions of the Far East, nirvana is the state of idealism you can reach by your struggle, by yourself. Both extremes are not accepted in Christianity. Don't say, I'm fine being so. This is the idea of the 7th century. And don't say, being perfect, I would make it by myself. You can never be perfect by yourself. And being now in this is not the perfect state. What is Christianity in this? Christian view in this is we upgrade life to make it perfect. Wherever you stand, whatever your status now, you are bad, I'm bad, but you are allowed to upgrade your life to the perfect one at the model of the perfect one. You understand? So life is not stationary, and you can change your life towards perfection. Don't consider yourself perfect, and don't consider perfection is easy and you can make it your own. You understand? You can reach perfection, but only by the grace of God. With the grace of God you can. أستطيع كل شيء في المسيح يسوع الذي يقويني. How about the present life? The idea of the present life. We have two other extremes here. Either people focus on just this current present life. I mean, some people live just these days and they ignore any other kind of eternal life or afterlife. This is the Western countries and many of the Europeans, Americans, Australians. They do not want to even think what's next, what's after. They don't consider this. They ignore the idea. They just focus on their days, although they know quite well that they will die soon. But they don't want to look after this life. Others focus on the afterlife and forgetting this life. Some of the religions of the Far East living a very eccentric life, living just for thinking of dying, all their life thinking of dying. What is the Christian point of view? The Christian point of view that the better life starts from now and will continue forever. The kingdom of God starts now and will continue in the eternal life. So you focus with one eye on these days and with the other eye focus on the eternal life. So we consider both lives. We are living on earth. We are trying to make our life here is better. we are trying to enjoy this life in God. And by doing so, we can hold the eternal life. So the Christian logic is very reliable, because I need to focus on this life and I need not to forget the eternal life. You understand what I mean? Also in the present life, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "For indeed the kingdom of God is within you, and your kingdom come." So by seeing these ideas, you can see how reliable is the Christian faith. When you discuss the matter or the idea of God, you are strong in convincing anybody that there should be God, and God is love, and couldn't be other God. And He's not man or animal or moon or sun, and He should be there. Don't say He is not there. By looking at man, man is very precious. Man is God's image. Man is the Son of God. So by looking to man, to humanity this way, you convince everybody. By looking at evil, how you look at evil, how you look at your body, how you look to this present life, these ideas will make you the most reliable philosopher as Christian. You know, in the old days, there was some heresy called Gnosticism. الغنوصية كانت عبارة عن هرطقت ان العقل لوحده يكفي. انما شوفوا بقى من جمال المسيحيين الاوائل كليماندوس والناس الشداد بتوعنا بتوع زمان، قالوا الغنوصي الحقيقي، يعني ما تجهلوش فكرة احترام العقل، قالوا الغنوصي الحقيقي هو اللي عايش بروح الله، روح الله يقدس عقله. يعني ايه؟ ما لغوش العقل وقالوا لا سيبك من العقل، لا خالص، قالوا المسيحي هو الغنوصي الحقيقي اللي حتى لو كان طفل صغير او راجل عجوز ما بيعرفش يقرا ويكتب، هو الحكيم الحقيقي لانه عرف يلاقي ربنا اللي بجد. انما الغنوصية الدراي الجافة اللي بعيد عن ربنا اللي فيها عقلانية زيادة، دي بتتوه. I meant by this يعني few minutes ان الواحد يبقى عارف انه by discussing our beliefs we are stronger. يعني الواحد ما يبقاش خايف وهو بيتكلم حتى لو بالعقل، احنا معانا حق. ببساطة كده احنا معانا حق في اللي بنقوله في whatever، اي قضية يعني تتفتح الحقيقة، ما عندهمش اي logic قوي ما واقفين عليه، لا الفار ايست ولا الويسترن ولا البوديزم ولا البانثيست ولا الايثيست ولا كل الناس دي، ما عندهمش لوجيك. فكركم بقى باخر آية، قال الجاهل في قلبه ايه؟ ليس اله. قال الجاهل في قلبه ليس اله، فسدوا ورجسوا. يعني ايه؟ يعني هما طلعوا ربنا من الموضوع عشان يعملوا الغلط اللي هما عاوزين. فانت لما بتدخل ربنا في الموضوع، انت بترجع الامور الى صوابها، انت بتعدل الكون، انت بتقدم حقيقة. فيعني never ever feel yourself weak، حتى لو ما عندكش لوجيك عالي انت معاك حق. فبي strong in witness. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen.